Friday. Today is November the 22nd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's definitely that time of the month when we need to get out and start cleaning up those flower beds. And a lot of what we do now will make a big impact on how those flowers, especially those perennial flowers, come back next year. We're going to take a look at that and some information from the Ohio Forestry Association after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning, take a look out in the backyard and garden, and caring for some of those flowers that we had. Obviously, they are past now. The blooms are spent. But what do we need to do for some of those perennials to make sure that they come back next year to provide everything we want for pollinators, bees, butterflies, thing like that? And really, it comes down to when is the right time to trim them back and how do we trim them back? And a few extra steps this time of the year will definitely help us have more success as we go into next year. So this is the time to make sure we trim back their foliage once the blooms have truly faded and the leaves are brown. We cut them back using a sharp, clean pruning shears. You want to trim those stems down about 4 to 6 inches above the soil line. You do want to leave a few inches of stem. It just helps protect that crown of the plant. You will want to remove, though, what you cut off, the stems, the plant matter, the leaves, any blooms that are still there, and clear that away, especially if it is diseased, because we don't want that to harbor insects or other pests or even fungal pathogens that can impact that plant once it goes into dormancy. Now, some folks do like to mulch them. Again, it's not recommended to use the stems that you cut off of them for the mulch, but just a light layer of mulch. 2 to 4 inches is all we're talking about, primarily around the root zone. Maybe doesn't need to be even right over top of where those stems that you left standing up. But beyond that, protecting the root zone, things like straw, it can be just like old garden leaves that have been composted or even pine needles. We aren't talking about the wood bark mulch necessarily or shredded wood mulch, but just something to provide a little bit of insulation during the cold winter months. Also, it's something we don't think about, but watering those before the ground freezes. Now, we have gotten a little bit of rain, which helps, but we all know how dry it was late this fall, and so there's not a lot of soil moisture down there. So if it's in an area where there that seemed to get enough rainfall and that ground is saturated, then yes, there's plenty of water there. But if not, it's not a bad idea. Maybe wait a week or so, but before the ground freezes, put a little bit of water around that plant in the root zone just to make sure it has something to draw from. They don't need a lot of water, obviously, when they're dormant, but a little bit never hurt. Also, while coneflowers benefit from nutrients during the growing season, this is not the time that you would want to add fertilizer. So instead, you'd want to wait till early spring when they begin to actively grow again, and then you could go through and fertilize as you do the rest of your flower beds. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
I'm joined today by Jenna Reese. She's Executive Director of the Ohio Forestry Association. Jenna, let's talk a little bit about the Forestry Association and some of the market forces that impact your industry.
Yeah, like other industries in agriculture, the hardwood industry faces significant market challenges from a long list of imitation and substitute products. We've actually seen since 1999 that hardwood consumption in the United States has declined. Certainly, there are a host of contributing factors to that decline, but a key factor for consumers is the price.
So what are some of the trends, or where are they going to?
We're seeing a huge shift in consumer trends away from, you know, professional assistance and advice. We're not seeing individuals, especially homeowners, going to architects and designers. They're opting for do-it-yourself projects. They're flocking to Amazon, IKEA, very easy, quick do-it-yourself solutions for their home decor needs, and therefore they're missing a huge opportunity to invest in hardwood products in their home.
So when the grain commodities and even in livestock, we have checkoff programs where dealers contribute money to be able to do things like this. How is it in the forestry industry?
The hardwood industry itself does not have a checkoff program. Our counterpart softwoods do have a checkoff. It's much more challenging with hardwoods because we have such a diversity of products. We don't really have a uniform product that we can assess like the other commodities. So we are working on a voluntary coalition called the Real American Hardwood Coalition. This was started back in 2019. Ohio Forestry Association is a founding member, and we are working with all of the industry and the associations within it that represent them to voluntarily fund meaningful promotion for the industry.
Geographically, how big an area makes up the Real American Hardwood Coalition?
We have contributing individuals and companies from all across the country. It is absolutely a nationwide project. We are having nationwide results. We are working on a marketing campaign right now with Magnolia Network, getting into that do-it-yourself mentality of consumers. We're targeting our branding through shows like Fixer Upper, Restoration Road with Clint Harp, and some of their other pieces that highlight using hardwoods when you're doing it yourself.
Sounds like some great ways to get out there and just some great initiatives you guys are undertaking as well. If folks would like to learn more about the Real American Hardwood Coalition, you got a website?
Yes, we have a wonderful consumer website. It is called realamericanhardwood.com. You can learn about hardwood products and learn how to get involved in the coalition.
Great. My guest again today, Jenna Reese, Executive Director with the Ohio Forestry Association.